I want to get concrete about the mechanics of how this ends because I think there's a widespread misunderstanding about what it actually takes to win this race. The straw poll results we've been discussing, Grinspan with 10, Rodriguez-Burkett with 9, Grossi with 7, are important signals, but they don't translate directly into the outcome.
Explain the full process, Marcus, because the straw poll is informal, right? It's not binding.
Correct. The straw poll is conducted among the 15 Security Council members, the 5 permanent and 10 rotating non-permanent. Each member votes with a color-coded ballot, encourage, discourage, or abstain. The purpose is to identify which candidates have enough support to proceed, and crucially which candidates are facing discouraged votes from P5 members. A P5 discouraged vote is effectively a veto signal. It tells a candidate that if they advance to the formal recommendation stage, they will be blocked. So the straw poll isn't just a popularity contest. It's a veto detection mechanism. Candidates who are polling strongly overall but receiving a discourage from even one P5 member are in serious trouble, because that P5 member can translate that informal signal into a formal veto at the final stage.
Which means the true constraint isn't getting to 10 or 11 encourage votes out of 15. It's getting to a majority of encourage votes with 0 P5 discourage votes. Those are two very different bars.
Exactly. And this is why the specific breakdown of who's voting encourage for Grinspan, Rodriguez-Burkett, and Grossi matters as much as the totals. If Grinspan's 10 encourages include all 5 P5 members plus 5 non-permanent members, she is in an extremely strong position. If her 10 includes 4 P5 and 6 non-permanent, with 1 P5 abstaining, the picture is more ambiguous. The polls are secret, so we don't know the precise P5 breakdown, but diplomatic reporting suggests the candidates are actively trying to identify and address any concerns from the 5 permanent members before the next round.
Russia and China's positions are particularly hard to read publicly. Both have signaled general support for candidates who prioritize non-interference principles and who don't come in with an adversarial posture toward permanent member prerogatives. Grinspan's UNCTAD background is largely apolitical on the great power competition axis, which may be part of why she's leading. She's unlikely to be strongly opposed by any P5 member, which is a different kind of strength than being strongly supported.
Rodriguez-Burkett's Guyana connection is interesting on this axis too. Guyana has a territorial dipute with Venezuela over the Essequibo region, a dispute that has involved Russia's ally Venezuela on one side and Guyana on the other, with backing from Western powers and the ICJ. It's not clear how deeply that dispute colors Russian perceptions of her candidacy, but it's the kind of factor that shows up in private consultations even when it's absent from public statements.
The September rounds will tell us a lot. If the top 3 candidates maintain their general order but the margins tighten, we're heading for a genuine competitive finish. If one candidate starts acquiring discouraged votes from unexpected directions, the field could reshuffling rapidly. The early October formal recommendation is 6 weeks away, and in Security Council diplomacy, 6 weeks is both a long time and no time at all.
One more structural note. The formal recommendation to the General Assembly requires a simple majority vote in the Security Council plus the absence of any negative P5 vote. Once the Security Council transmits a recommendation, the General Assembly votes to approve it, and historically, the General Assembly has never rejected a Security Council recommendation for Secretary General. That's not because the General Assembly lacks the power to do so, but because by the time the recommendation arrives, the diplomatic consensus has been built across enough of the membership that a rejection would be more damaging to the rejecting country's relationships than the outcome it opposes.